This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you're on Joy 94.9. You're with Simon and Andy, and we have a guest on the phone, I'm hoping. Hello, Thea, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, that's very good. I am.
What a relief.
You're with Simon and Andy. Okay, I'm going to start by saying you are Professor, I don't even know how to say, Emerita? Emerita?
Yes.
Emerita. Yes. Thea van der Mortel from Griffith University.
The School of Nursing and Midwifery. So we're here to chat to you, Thea. We push through deadlines, we hold it together, we count down to when we have a break, and then finally the break arrives and we're all excited, and then we get sick and we get sniffly or we feel a bit... Why does our body fall apart? Is it a real thing? Is it actually a psychological thing, or is it actually something that really does happen?
So there is a little bit of research on this, although it's not high quality. So certainly there was a study back in the early 2000s where they surveyed just under 1,900 people and found about 3% reported this leisure sickness. The problem with the study was that it was relying on memory recall and, the definition was pretty vague. So, you know, it said seldom or... mainly or things like that, which can be interpreted different ways by different people.
Yep.
Having said that, there's also some evidence that people tend to get migraines on their days off. And there is biological mechanisms that would explain why that might happen. So I think, you know, one thing is that if you're under acute stress, you start producing adrenaline and cortisol.
Yep.
And adrenaline and cortisol can actually, in the short term, only in the short term, bump your immune response up and also actually acts like a pain reliever.
Yep.
So maybe when you're busy, 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 stressed at work, you know, the pain reliever aspect and the little bump to your immune function keeps things going. And then when you relax and the cortisol and the adrenaline disappear, ouch, the pain.
Yeah.
You know, the pain comes back. And I guess, you know, there's also that distraction effect where when you're really busy, you're not kind of focusing on how your body's feeling. You're focusing on the stuff that you've got to get done in a hurry.
I used to just fire up all through exams. I'd have like 2 weeks of exams and then the day after the final exam, I'd be either migrainey or flu-y or just exhausted obviously, but unwell as well. So I totally get what you're talking about. And it happens to some people on holidays as well, which again I guess is the same thing, just the relief and you relax and let go.
I think it's also, you know, often on holidays, not always obviously, but often on holidays we might travel. So we jump in a plane, which is full of coughing, sneezing people. And then we get to where we're going and we relax by the pool and chuck a few cocktails down and alcohol's an immunosuppressant as well. And we're probably, you know, possibly even jet lagged. And then if we've gone to the other side of the world, we might be exposed to germs that we don't have immunity to because they've got different strains happening.
I suppose you've changed your diet as well, potentially, when you're going to a different country, perhaps meeting different foods that you're not normally used to.
And some people party all night when they get there and burn the candle at both ends.
So do you think is this...
Yeah, so jet lag, sleep deprivation, alcohol, you know, and then being in planes, trains and buses with coughing people. It's not necessarily a way to avoid sickness.
plus the trailing off of adrenaline and cortisol, as you were saying, like suddenly that tails off when you've been super, super, super busy. Yeah, I've often caught myself saying, oh, I'm too busy to get sick. So I guess...
I didn't quite realise stress could boost your immune system, but it's sort of, it does make some sense. You can often get through things when you feel you have to. If the illness does take over, it really knocks you because, you've partly ignored it, but your body's been fighting it so strongly.
Is there anything else that happens to our bodies when we've got this super busyness and then we stop?
I think that, you know, the bit with the cortisol and the adrenaline is probably the key thing for that kind of getting you through and then having the drop. But, you know, I guess I would say that in the long run, having like chronic stress is actually really bad for your immune function.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not good for, can cause a whole range of other sort of long-term illnesses. So it's always good to perhaps try to, you know, reduce your stress as much as you can where possible.
Mm.
How
you know, things like,
how do we do that?
Things like meditation maybe, or relaxation strategies, you know, relaxation therapies. Exercise is actually a really good one. So even though, you know, you might think, oh my God, I don't really feel like doing this, but there's, you know, studies that show that if you go from being a couch potato to someone who exercises regularly, you can actually significantly reduce your illness, number of episodes of illness, infectious illness. So, you know, mm-hmm. that's a really good one. So good, you know, good diet, being physically active, doing things like meditation, getting out in the great outdoors and enjoying nature, all of those things. And I guess I would say, you know, if you are going on holidays and you are getting in the trains, planes and buses, you know, a good N95 mask, mm-hmm. and having your flu and COVID boosters before you go is a good start. Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is,
and I would say also if you're in countries, you know, that don't have the same hygiene standards that we do, don't drink the water.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. This is Joy 94.9. We're speaking to Professor Emerita Thea von der Mortel from Griffith University. You're with Simon and Andy, and Simon.
Yes, I think you're just starting to talk about some things. I've got a big holiday coming up, or, you know, I've been super busy. Are there some things that I could do to kind of make sure I don't get the leisure sickness, to prepare myself for the drop off when the cortisol and the adrenaline drop off? Is there anything I can do to prepare?
I guess preparing would be trying to ratchet your stress down slowly rather than having a, you know, like a cliff, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you can, obviously that's not always that easy. But that's one thing. And then, yeah, things I was talking about before, you know, make sure you've got a healthy diet, try and get lots of sleep, try and get some exercise every day. You know, if you can, even like a 10-minute daily meditation can be helpful,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. for sort of just calming your body and calming your mind and stopping that sort of cliff thing from happening.
Okay. Sometimes your partner can cause stress too. I caught up with some friends yesterday, a gay male couple, and they go to meditation together, but one of them always makes them late, and he says, oh, you know, I'm never sure what to wear. And so they arrive at meditation and they're both grumpy with each other and they're late and they're really stressed, and it really makes meditation not what it's meant to be, sort of. So, yeah, I don't know. You need
They shouldn't go together.
They probably shouldn't. You need to work out some strategies, maybe.
Sounds like a plan.
Mm, mm.
Yeah. The other things I was saying, you know, in terms of traveling, just being a bit careful about taking precautions. I mean, I've had a personal experience of this because I've just come back from 7 weeks overseas, and despite doing all those, you know, preparation things, I got on a tour group with a whole bunch of people who were coughing and immediately caught a respiratory tract infection.
Oh.
and then drank juice in a market and then got gastro. And it's
it's good. Well, you know what you're talking about then. Thea, where did you go on your holiday?
I was in South America.
Oh, awesome.
Went to six countries in South America. Very beautiful, very beautiful. But I certainly encountered, you know, that thing about the germs. I got gastro multiple times, actually, which is embarrassing.
For you and your job. Some people say it's an essential part of the experience.
Do you think it's worth wearing one of those, you know, we all in COVID, you know, when you went on an aeroplane, everybody had to wear the masks, and we pretty much stopped that now. It occurs to me quite often, if you're going on a big trip, one of the things to do to you know, reduce as much as possible the possibility of getting something nasty on the plane, wear a mask.
Ah, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, which they suggested. I thought you were going to say wear a nappy.
Well, I'll tell you what. There were some times when I felt like I needed one.
Yeah, yeah. I've been to South America too. I know exactly what you're talking about. Professor Thea van der Mortel, thank you so much for chatting to us. We are going to leave you and chat to you another time.
Thank you very much.
Lovely.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Bye.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.